If you're among the 44 million people in this country providing unpaid care for a loved one, you know how it can dramatically change your life. This is where George Shannon found himself when his wife of 41 years at the time suffered a stroke. That marriage that had been on cruise control took a big turn, and George fell in love. Not with another woman, but with the woman he'd been taking for granted for years. George Shannon and his son, Chad, wrote about this experience in the book, The Best 7 Years of My Life, The Story of an Unlikely Caregiver. You'd been together since 1967. Had you fallen out of love, or had you just moved into being more focused on your own life than nurturing your relationship?
I had not fallen out of love. Neither one of us did, but I wouldn't say that the love ran real deep. It was a marriage. We were happy. We approached life differently. Carol was a very easygoing person. She always deferred to me for everything. For 41 years, I did whatever I want, and I became spoiled by that, and I became selfish because I didn't have to ask Carol's permission. I'm going to go 3 days somewhere to play golf with my buddies. I just told her I was going to do that. She never pushed back. She always said, that's okay. That's fine. I was always trying to change Carol, and then when she had her stroke, I realized it couldn't be about me anymore. It had to be more about her. And at first, I realized that Carol was now totally dependent upon me to take care of her. And so I stepped up and said, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to put her in a home, and I'm not going to get professional help. I'm going to do it myself. Initially, I would lay down in bed at night and say, well, I did a pretty good job of taking care of Carol, but I missed out on some social activity myself. And I realized it was about me. I was taking care of Carol, but it was all about me. And I decided that I had to make it all about Carol. There's a lot of things, Lisa, that happen to us in life that we don't get to choose. But what we do get to choose is our response to those events. And I chose to find the good. And when I did that, I made it all about Carol. And when I made it about Carol, I find humility. And when I find humility, there was just a connection between Carol and I that was incredible all of a sudden. And we became madly in love with each other again.
Talk about that moment when you realized you'd fallen more in love, or were you blindsided by it?
I was blindsided by it. And it happened gradually as the challenges mounted and Carol's health became worse. It was just unrelenting. It's 24/7. When you're taking care of somebody like Carol, or patient, it could be your mother, your father, you have to realize that they've become totally dependent on everything and everybody to take care of them. They lost their privacy. They lost their friends. Nobody stops by anymore. Nobody calls them on the phone. They can't do anything for themselves. They can't travel by themselves. They can't read. They can't do anything. And so I realized the most important thing for me to do is to make sure that Carol was not alone. I made sure that her family was around, and I had her friends over for dinner parties. I wanted every day to be the best day of Carol's life, because I didn't know how many more days she would have. If I was going to survive this also, it couldn't be about me. I couldn't do this all day long. The unrelenting events, breakfast, bathing, toilets, bathrooms, doctor's appointments, rehab, falls, hospitals, emergency rooms, medicine. At the end of the day, if I stressed myself out about what I had to give up, I couldn't make it. I would have imploded.
How did you stay positive while this was going on? Is it because Carol stayed positive?
Carol stayed very positive. She never complained. She never lost her spirit. She never lost her smile. She was so courageous. And I was learning all this for the first time. I didn't realize how strong she was. So I started seeing a whole different person, and I started just loving her more, and she could feel me loving her more, and she was loving me back. I had to always hold her hand or hold her elbow to walk with her, and she would tap me on the shoulder, put her head on my shoulder, and say, thank you for all you do for me. Or she would say, you're too good to me. And I would say, no, I can't be too good to you.
When George Shannon decided to become his wife's sole caregiver after her stroke, he stopped putting himself first, as he always had in their marriage. He and his son Chad wrote about this in the new book, The Best 7 Years of My Life, The Story of an Unlikely Caregiver. Our conversation with George picks up with what he hopes his kids take away from this experience.
I want them to recognize that when things got tough, their dad didn't run. I want them to recognize that this is the way you treat a wife, a mother, and a lady. And I think a lot of people can learn a lesson from that. My sons have learned from that.
Joining us is George's son, Chad Patrick Shannon. And Chad, what did you notice in your father before your mother's stroke, and the difference in his behavior toward her after?
Well,
before the stroke, he frankly was an intense man. Nowadays, we laugh about how when we were growing up, my friends were all kind of intimidated by my dad. He was a successful business guy, kind of serious, sort of type A personality. And after the stroke, he just softened. It was an amazing transformation. He went from being sort of preoccupied with business or what he was going to do next to focusing on my mother and being present in the moment. And it had an amazing effect on him.
What if he hadn't been there, Chad, to take care of your mother? What if he had put her in a home?
Oh, she'd have been heartbroken. No question about it. She was a quiet, almost to the point of not sharing enough about what she was feeling and, you know, what was going on in her head even before the stroke. But I did know that she was dedicated to him and very loyal to him, and she would have been just crushed if he had not met that end of the bargain.
What was it like for you seeing this transition in your father? What did it do to your relationship? Because it sounds like the love just kept growing and growing throughout the family.
It's interesting. I'm in the middle of writing a film treatment for the book. One of the things I'm finding in the storyline is that what happened was this whole experience brought my family together. We were all in different places in our life, and my brother was in Manhattan, my other brother was in Missoula. But the love that my dad was willing to put on display strengthened the family, and my mom's reaction to it and response to it strengthened it even further. And we just sort of realized what was important in life. And personally, I take a look at my own marriage a little bit differently after witnessing what my dad did.
My sons became just like me. They just adored Carol, and they were so tender and good with her. That makes my heart feel so good. What's the most important thing is that Carol felt the love from the beginning. She felt the love. So when she passed, we know that she felt loved by her family. And so that's very gratifying to us.
What would you say to people approaching a situation like this in their lives and wondering if they can manage it as a caregiver?
You have to accept life on its own terms. It can't change the fact that you're going to become a caregiver. The situation exists and you can't change it, but you can change your response to it. And so find the good. There's good there somewhere. And the good comes from love. You have to have a lot of love. If you love that person, that love will shine through and that person will feel very good about themselves and about you. Just accept the situation you're in, find the good in it, and take it one day at a time, because every day is going to be a different challenge.
I am so sorry for your loss, but I am in awe of your love. The book is The Best 7 Years of My Life, the story of an unlikely caregiver, George Shannon and Chad Patrick Shannon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.